clubs and community. To feature your community group or club, email editor@onedarlington.org.uk. Boost for Boxing Club. A boxing club has been celebrating following a donation of equipment. Ward Degnan's Boxing Club in Holly Street was launched in 2011 by brothers Isaac R.G. Ward and Francis Frankie Ward. The club has proved popular among young people and adults alike and works closely with the council's Young People's Engagement and Justice Service to support its youth intervention work. The club's efforts were recognised earlier this year when the Northgate and North Road Community Cohesion Panel, NNCCP, donated a rowing machine and skiing machine. The NNCCP is made up of local residents and businesses and works closely with the council and other partners to tackle issues raised by local people to improve the area. They meet bi-monthly at the United Reformed Church, 150 to 154 Northgate. The next meeting is on Wednesday, the 23rd of July at 6 p.m. Everyone is welcome to attend. Email janet.bowles2@outlook.com for more information. And Bowles is spelt B-O-W-L-E-S. For details of Ward Degnan's Boxing Club, visit www.warddegnanboxing.co.uk. Email warddegnansboxing@gmail.com or search for them on Facebook. Darlington Ramblers Group. The Ramblers Group has walks every Sunday in the Cleveland Hills, North Yorkshire Dales and village areas within Durham and North Yorkshire. Sunday walks are 5 to 10 miles. Until the end of August, they offer Wednesday evening walks of 4 to 6 miles. Contact David Reed on 01325 350 997 or Paul Jackson on 07704 930015 for details. Darlington Society of Arts. Darlington Society of Arts meets every other Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. at Holy Trinity Youth and Community Centre. They are a friendly group of artists with around 60 members aged from 14 to 88. They work with watercolour, pastels, oils, acrylics, pen and ink, pencil and mixed media. All abilities and ages are welcome. They host two annual exhibitions, one in Darlington Library in Crown Street and one in Richmond Station Gallery. Meetings offer the chance to work on personal projects or enjoy a demonstration or workshop from visiting artists. The first evening is free. Details at www.darlingtonsoa.co.uk or on Facebook. Darlington Chrysanthemum and Dahlia Society meets at 7:30 p.m. on the first Tuesday of each month at Darlington and Simpson's Rolling Mills Club in Longfield Road, DL3OHX. New members are welcome. The group hosts a number of shows every year. The Bank Holiday Show takes place on the 25th of August at St. Thomas Aquinas Church Car Park, DL1 2PU. Open to the public from 11 o'clock to 3:30. This is followed by the early show on the 13th of September and the late show on the 8th of November. Same venue and times as the bank holiday show. For details, visit www.dcds.org.uk.
Darlington Branch of Parkinson's UK. The Darlington Parkinson's Support Group meets at 2 to 4pm on the second Wednesday of each month at Elmridge Church Hall. Open to everyone affected by Parkinson's, patients, carers, relatives and colleagues. They host a range of activities and guest presenters. Free to try and then £2 per meeting. The group also has a coffee morning at the Hippodrome every fourth Wednesday of each month at 10:15 a.m. Call 0770 2560 699. Email debpa.robson@gmail.com or call 0778738 5143. Email shirley557@virginmedia.com or search for Darlington Parkinson Support Group on Facebook. All change for Chatty Cafe. The Chatty Cafe meetups have moved to the Dolphin Centre Bistro every Tuesday, 2 to 3:30 p.m. All welcome to help combat loneliness and social isolation and support a sense of community in the town. Darlington U3A meets at 10 a.m. for a 10:15 start on the first Friday of the month, excluding August and December, in the main hall at the Vineyard Church, Salt Yard. It is a national organisation for people no longer in full-time work, run by members for members. Meetings usually include a speaker and the chance to socialise. In addition, there are separate groups for art, handbells, line dancing and many more, plus a programme of events and days out planned throughout the year. First visit is free. Please bring cash for refreshments. Email u3adarlington@gmail.com or visit www.darlington.u3asite.uk. Brick Alley Lego User Group. An advert in One Darlington, then called Darlington Together, proved to be the catalyst for this group, which was formed in 2014 by five like-minded Lego fans at the head of Steam, now Hopetown Darlington. They have over 140 members and run meetups in Darlington and the wider region on the third Saturday of the month, as well as a growing number of shows across the year. It is a community of adult fans of Lego with a wide range of interests in Lego, from architecture to space, city to trains, Star Wars to botanicals, and many other themes. There's also plenty of time to talk to other Lego fans and trade Lego sets, figures and parts. In addition, they also host collaborative Lego projects and run regular social events. To celebrate their 10th anniversary, the group will be hosting their first large show in Darlington at the Dolphin Centre on the 12th and 13th of July. The show will feature around 100 tables of members' Lego creations, plus trade stalls, activities and more. Tickets are available at ticketsource.co.uk/BrickAlleyLug. For details, email secretary@BrickAlleyLug.co.uk or visit www.BrickAlleyLug.co.uk or search for them on social media.
Massive airport investment set to bring jobs boost. a £12.5 million package for infrastructure at Teesside International Airport is forecast to help create 250 new jobs for local people. The funding, recently signed off by the Tees Valley Mayor and Combined Authority Cabinet, is helping key tenants Draken Europe, Willis Aviation Services Limited and Airborne Colours grow. This in turn will unlock £16 million of private sector spending, with the potential for more to come. Hot on the heels of the announcement, progress is roaring ahead on creating a huge new twin bay hangar for international aviation company Willis. The 50-foot-high facility is taking shape on the airport's north side to cater for the company's growing operations, expanding on the company's existing base at Teesside. Meanwhile, flight inspection company Thales has signed a 5-year agreement with the airport as part of a deal which also includes improvements to its home hangar. The company provides safety assurance for navigation systems and radars at Ministry of Defence sites all over the globe, with an ever-growing portfolio of civil airfields now also on its books. The agreement means the company's operation will retain Teesside as its base until 2030 at the earliest. Elsewhere on the site, work is now underway to create a cutting-edge digital testing ground to make trade even easier for businesses. The new 5G-enabled Teesside Digital Trade Testbed on the airport's north side will see a private network cover a large stretch of the site to help carry out a wide range of trade, goods movements and digital processes. Building work is underway to create a facility to test freight scanning software technologies. The collaboration between Teesside University and Tees Valley Combined Authority aims to ease practical problems which hamper operations in customs zones. Finally, it's good news for passengers across Tees Valley, as Ryanair has announced its Malaga flights are now running all year round, taking off twice a week. These were originally due to last until October, but thanks to their popularity, even more Spanish sun will be available on flights jetting off on Wednesdays and Sundays after the summer season ends.
New winter flights to Malaga. Ryanair flights operating year-round, twice weekly to the Costa del Sol from Teesside.
Beware of dangerous phone adapters and chargers. The allure of cheap electrical goods can be difficult to resist, but buying products which do not meet UK safety standards can be costly and have disastrous consequences. Online shopping platforms and social media are littered with non-UK compliant and counterfeit products using low-quality components which pose fire hazards and carry a risk of electrical shock. Following a recent incident involving dangerous phone adapters and chargers, our trading standards team is reminding people to only buy electrical products from reputable retailers. Other simple steps you can take to protect yourself and your family, particularly if you are buying online, include being wary of extremely low prices. These are a red flag that a product might be fake, poorly manufactured, or unsafe. Paying attention carefully to product descriptions and specifications. Checking that products have CE and UK CA markings. Please be aware that some counterfeit products may also feature these. Looking to see if the product has been tested and certified by recognised bodies. Reading reviews and ratings from other customers. Reporting suspicious goods to trading standards at darlington.gov.uk. And this is an article from the Darlington Town Mission, Enriching Elderly Lives. Their volunteers help to change elderly lives in Darlington. Apply now and make a difference in 2025. Visit our website to buy original, affordable paintings by local artist, the Reverend John Bauer. This article is kindly sponsored by Verb Estates and Property Management. Marketing at darlingtontownmission.org.uk, or you can ring them on 07825 586 113. You can find them on Facebook /Darlington Town Mission or www.darlingtontownmission.org.uk. This is a local charity trusted since 1838.
Could you open your heart and your home? We are urgently looking for new foster carers to join us and help make a difference to Darlington children's lives. In return, you will receive weekly payments and a professional fee, support from an allocated social worker, regular training and advice, invitations to social activities and group events, access to a range of discounts on shopping, leisure and services. Find out more at www.darlington.gov.uk/fostering or inquire at www.fosterwithnortheast.org.uk.
Life-saving kits installed across town. Cabinets with defibrillators and bleed kits have been installed across the town to help save lives in an emergency. Three new bleed kits, funded by Durham Police and Crime Commissioner, have been installed alongside existing defibrillators at the Turk's Head, Market Hall and Rosie's Tavern. Funding from the Tees Valley Combined Authority, TVCA, has also enabled the council to install seven combined cabinets containing both defibrillator and bleed kits in and around the town centre, including the two red phone boxes in Skinnergate and Market Square. The Northgate and North Road Community Cohesion Panel has also bought six combined cabinets which have been installed at various locations, including the YMCA in Chestnut Street, Hopetown Darlington, the Arthur Wharton Foundation in Northgate, and in the North Road area at the Salvation Army, the Well and North Road Retail Park. All the locations have been chosen to enable easy access for people to help save a life before an ambulance arrives at the scene. For more information or to report any issues relating to the trauma cabinets, contact Richard Garrett, Community Safety Manager, on 01325 403 261 or email richard.garrett, that's Garrett spelt with two R's and two T's, at darlington.gov.uk or Les Dunn, Business Support Officer, on 01325 403 297 or email les.dunn, spelt D-U-N-N, at darlington.gov.uk. You can also find useful tips and information about planning ahead for a safe night out at www.enjoydarlington.co.uk/stay-safe. Following a recommendation, the public inquiry into the Manchester Arena attack, the council has taken delivery of 50 trauma kits so people can offer first aid to casualties while awaiting the arrival of emergency services following a large-scale incident. Funded by the TVCA, these have been distributed to various town centre locations, including the Dolphin Centre, Number 40, CCTV office at the Town Hall, and the Darlington Economic Campus.
New grant to strengthen voluntary sector. Darlington's voluntary and community groups are set to benefit from a major funding boost. Tees Valley Community Asset Preservation Trust, TVCAPT, a Darlington-based charity, has secured a £298,320,000 grant from the National Lottery Community Fund to deliver a 2.5-year pilot project designed to support and empower smaller grassroots voluntary and community groups in Darlington. The initiative will encourage volunteering, unlock new funding opportunities, and strengthen the local community infrastructure, ensuring sustainable growth and support for those making a difference at the grassroots level. Supporting Darlington's voluntary and community sector. The service aims to equip both new and existing community and voluntary groups with the tools they need to grow and thrive. It will provide expert advice on setting up a new group or expanding an existing activity or service, support for individuals seeking volunteering opportunities or organisations looking for volunteers, guidance on grant funding, and help with writing successful applications. Additionally, a new community support network will be established in partnership with Healthwatch, creating a space for voluntary organisations to collaborate, share best practices, and explore new opportunities in a fun way. The initiative will also support Darlington's local youth partnership alongside the YMCA, strengthening youth engagement in the town. A game changer for Darlington. By bringing more funding into the town, encouraging volunteer engagement, and supporting community groups, this service aims to create lasting impact. It will be externally evaluated to measure its effectiveness and contribution to Darlington's voluntary sector. Launch event. Join us for the exciting launch of our new service on Thursday, the 4th of September, at Red Hall Community Centre, starting at 7 p.m. Come along to meet the team, discover what we have to offer, and enjoy a delicious buffet. Everyone interested in the new service is welcome. We'd love to see you there. How to access the service. Groups of individuals can access the service by emailing support@dvcsss.org or via Facebook Messenger via Darlington Voluntary and Community Sector Support Service Facebook page.
Choose Darlington. Recently engaged or planning to get married? Choose Darlington for your big day, with ceremony starting from just £81. Find out more about booking your wedding on www.darlington.gov.uk/weddings. Fight food waste. Food waste costs the average household £470 a year, so reducing what you throw away is good for your pocket and the environment. Most food waste is avoidable, and by following 4 easy steps you can stop literally throwing money away. 4 steps to save. Plan. Check what you have. Check your cupboards, meal plan, shopping list. 2. Shop. Buy what you need. Use your shopping list. Don't shop when you're hungry. Avoid impulse purchases. 3. Store in the best way. Keep fresh for longer. Freeze, airtight, fridge temperature. Know your dates. And 4, eat what you have. Portions. Eat what you cook. leftovers and batch cooking. For more information, visit www.darlington.gov.uk/food waste. Stay safe, be water aware. For useful water safety tips, visit www.ddfire.gov.uk/water-safety. This audio edition of One Darlington has been recorded by the Darlington and District Talking Newspaper.